C10 of the Chronicle Telegram. It is the outdoors page. It's a brand new page in the Chronicle, and one of the folks that will be prominently featured in the page is Byron Scarborough. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
So let's take a look at this. A little bit of your background. You're a native Illyrian.
I am.
And what's your connection with the outdoors?
Oh, I'm all about the outdoors. I grew up here. From a very early age, my grandfather had taken me out in the woods. My family went camping from the time I was 3. I was part of a great Boy Scout troop here in Elyria that went camping every month. I am all about the outdoors.
You're the guy we want with us when we go camping because you probably know so much about it.
Well, I think that I'm never uncomfortable in the outdoors is the great thing. I'm trying to pass that on to my kids and everyone else through my writing. I'm a good person to have around.
I wondered, are you a person who likes to be alone in the outdoors, or do you like to have Susie Peters and Bruce Van Dyke along with you?
True.
You know, there's a part of that. Sometimes you go to the outdoors to sort of escape those other people around.
You know, that's true. I have been accused of disappearing for 3 or 4 days at a time, not telling anyone where I went. As long as I have GPS, we're pretty good. Or a compass works, too. I'm old school. But I would love to have Bruce and Susie with me out in the outdoors. And
I think that's our next remote. Go down in the metro parks, like way into the metro.
We have technical issues just broadcasting from restaurants sometimes. Now you're going to put us in some kind of duck blind or
a tree stand.
Well, we get better reception in a tree stand. Just Glenn Smith has, you know, put our mast up pretty high. If you're in a tree stand, you got half the battle done for you there. How long have you been doing activities in the outdoors as far as hunting or photographing? What's that? That's been all your life, really?
All my life. You know, since very early childhood, my first memories pretty much are in the outdoors. I can't tell you when it began because of that.
And where would you go? I mean, how far would the outdoors, you know, sometimes people get lost in their backyard and it's woods. As you're a little kid, you think, wow, I'm in the forest, I'm out there. Other times you're going places where you travel a great distance and don't see anybody. And then if you get into open waters, then you suddenly realize how sort of small you really are on this planet.
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce, I've been in 49 states and around the world. I've been up to the Arctic Ocean and down to South Florida, and there is no place like Northeast Ohio when it comes to the outdoors. I was telling someone recently, I saw a Louisiana license plate say, a sportsman's paradise, and that's wrong. Louisiana has four-point deer and swamps everywhere. It's not made for the outdoors. We have Lake Erie. We have 2 of the 3 top deer ever taken right here from Ohio. It's anywhere you go, it's great. I think the best metro parks are Lorain County Metro Parks with Cleveland and Stark County right next to them. Within 45 minutes, anything you want in the outdoors can be found right here.
Do you have a favorite location right now? I suppose
he's not going to tell us that.
That is a secret right now.
He's not going to tell us that. You can't get a hunter to tell you his favorite location. He'll give you one that, you know, is okay.
Deer season's coming up, so no way I'm telling anyone where I'm going to be for that.
Are you going to lead us out into Cuyahoga County or something and leave Lorain County to yourself?
You know, well, the Cuyahoga Valley National Park is a terrific place if you haven't gotten out to explore it. I encourage you. You know, it's going to be a good weekend. Before I forget, I want to say a special good morning to everyone who's playing hooky to go out on the lake. 31 feet of water. Use those emerald shiners. You're going to do great on perch today.
I'm hungry.
Oh, no.
Perch.
But, no, there isn't a secret place. Driving up through Lorain County this morning in the dawn, what a treat. What a special sunrise we had today.
We're talking today with Byron Scarborough, who is the outdoor, what would you consider, the writer for the outdoor page? Outdoor writer for that. And where have you had your things published? And obviously you're in the Chronicle as well, but obviously a lot of outdoors people aren't writing. Has that come from a journal experience that you kind of then wanted to share with others?
I have a journalism degree from Ohio State, but I've written for everything from small newspapers to my 15 Seconds of Fame in USA Today.
What was that about? How did that happen?
Oh, dear. That's been more than 10 years ago. Someone will look that up now. Bob Barker had appeared before Congress to say that zoos and circuses are bad and they're bad for animals. And I countered his point. I said, you know, if it weren't for zoos and circuses, a lot of us wouldn't know what an elephant looks like. We wouldn't know what a polar bear is about. And I think a lot of our care for animals And our respect for the animal world comes from having animals around in those places. So that was the big moment in USA Today.
Well, as an outdoorsman, as a hunter as well, you probably have to defend yourselves on certain times, or at least state your point and understand the experience. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're not alone in those opinions.
Absolutely. Too. And I respect everyone's opinion. It's just my conscience is clear. I face this every day. I don't think anyone knows more about deer in the outdoors and animals than I do. No one has more of a respect for the way of nature. And I encourage everyone, no matter what your point is, to try to get closer to it. Get outdoors.
Tell us a little bit about this section that's in the Chronicle now. It'll be every Friday, I believe?
Yeah, every Friday we'll have the outdoors page. It's a full page, full color presentation. It's photo-driven. Tom Mall's a terrific photographer. We've given the top of the page to one of his photos, although we could have filled an entire section with his photos every week. He's very talented. And then I provide a little narrative below that. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get away from stuff you can look up on Google. You know, in the information age, that's cheap. What I'm trying to do is take you into the outdoors experience to tell you about what it's like and what it's like for me where I am. So opening page, we have goose hunting and dove hunting, and next week we'll go into perch and a few other topics that are non-traditional for sportsmen in the future. You may see mountain biking or zip lining or skiing, things like that.
This picture that's on here has, it says, two hunters wading in deep to claim their bird in the opening of Ohio's early goose hunting season. Wading in deep. They are up to, mid-chest, kind of, I suppose, depending. And they're keeping their rifles out of the water because water and weapons do not mix at all. It takes a lot, I guess, for somebody. I guess if you have to go out and get it, that's how you go and get it. Or maybe unless you had a dog or something to do it.
Yeah, that's the big question. Where's the dog?
Otherwise, they're out and doing that. Is that typical of what some of this, for those people who go for goose hunting, is all about?
Oh, yeah. I've become an expert at waterproofing, but I come back wet every day. It's just part of the game. Sometimes your dog won't hunt anymore. Sometimes he's had enough. Sometimes you don't have him with you. Those guys were out west of Huron, and in the big bay there's a lot of chest-deep water. You do what you have to do. Always bring back your prize.
We're going to be talking more with Byron Scarborough about the outdoors on the outdoor page as well, and we continue here on WEOL.
There's one place that has it all for a great fall vacation. It's the gem of the Lake Erie shores and islands, the all-American village at Put-in Bay on historic South Bass Island in the western basin of Lake Erie. For a trip you'll never forget, take a ride on the red, white, and blue all-American multi-million-dollar Jet Express ferry boats to Put-in Bay. The island is teeming with activities this fall, like historic celebrations, festivals, parades, clam bakes, and much more. And cap it all off with a Howlin' Good Halloween party on the last Saturday in October. To find out more, log on to jet-express.com, and while you're online, you can print your pass to first class. When you're leaving for vacation and you only want the best, just leave behind the rest and take the Jet Express.
Want to cut back on pop, juice, or sweet coffee drinks? Rethink your drink today. Water not only keeps your body hydrated and working correctly, it's also free at the sink, has zero calories, zero sugar, is stain-free, and tastes great on the rocks. Start with a small Rethink Your Drink step, like swapping one sweet drink each day with water, and add fresh lemon or berries to give it a zing without compromising your health. For more Live Healthy tips, visit LorraineCountyHealth.com. This weather report is brought to you by the Glovnashima Hromada Funeral Chapel. Ask about pre-planned and prepaid funeral and cremation services. The Glovnashima Hromada Funeral Chapel, serving the greater Lorraine community for 100 years.
WEOL Weather.
We'll start our Friday with scattered showers, mainly early in the day, highs in the upper 60s, mainly clear, cooler tonight, lows around 50, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. We'll see mainly sunny skies on Sunday with highs in the mid-70s, then partly cloudy Monday, highs again in the mid-70s. Tuesday brings a chance of showers with highs in the mid-60s. For AM 930 WEOL, I'm meteorologist John Loughman.
It is partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees, and I would throw it to Byron to give us like the lake forecast out there because you must have paid attention to that for today.
I've been out looking a little bit at the weather, and I finally said, you know what? Forget the weather. The weather is not a reason to stay out of the outdoors. It's a reason to go to the outdoors. If it rains, fish always feed on either side of the rain. Buy a poncho, you know.
Ah, good point.
So you get prepared. Now, do you obviously sort of know what the weather will bring you so that you can be prepared, or do you just have a backpack filled with, you know, cold, wet, rainy, dry, hot, sun? I mean,
I have
bugs?
All circumstances, all contingencies bag with everything I would need to stay out for 3 days. Come high water or dry water.
You see, that's what I'm saying. He's the guy that we want around here, well,
sure.
Just in case.
Well, yeah, but that's until it's time who gets the final candy, you know, granola bar.
Oh,
then he's
right.
Gonna, you know, you look at him and you're thinking, well, gee, this is gonna be a little tough on that.
I know you have all that fish you caught.